The Autumn Sun categorised as an unlikely comeback?
No.
Okay.
No.
It was a fantastic win.
Great win, yeah. However.
Yeah. Well, it was a fantastic. We've got Kieran McAvoy on the line. He's been good enough to, he's on the way to the airport, so I really appreciate him coming on. Kieran, good morning. And we just had Chris Roll on the line. That was some win by the Autumn Sun, Kieran.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Just heard you there in the lead up. I think it was a comeback of some sort, that's for sure. coming from that far back, I think I was still last at sort of the 250 or the 275 at least. And a stellar effort by a star colt.
Chris Waller has flagged an innovation in the broadcast of racing where he is allowed to talk to the jockey, because apparently at about that time he's saying, Kieran, go to the outside. Go to the outside. What was going through your head? It looked like you were trying to get a run there on the inside, and it just didn't open up for you.
Well, everyone saw what happened last start when I tried to get into a tight run and manufacture a run, and we got blocked out. And Chris's instructions were, just give him room and let him use his big stride, which is what we're able to do. And I must admit, from sort of the 600 to the 500, the pace had been nice, and they were starting to fan quite wide in front of me. And I thought to myself, I just don't want to be going too wide too early. So I cut the corner to some degree, and then Chris's words were, I think I could hear him talking to me at the 400 metre mark, or the 350 metre mark, get to the outside, and that was what I was able to do. And obviously the colt did the rest. He was such a big, powerful stride on him, and he was able to really accelerate strongly over that last furlong to run down his stable mate. And he's taken all before him. Obviously, he should be unbeaten. And it's been a credit to Chris Waller and all his team, and to Ollie Corman and everyone at Hermitage Farm. He's a lovely colt. He's only going to get better. And world is awesome now.
Well, that was my next question, Kieran. I know it's easy to get carried away. He's only had the 5 starts, but he just looks so good. You've ridden some terrific horses over the years and some very good 3-year-olds. Where does this bloke rate?
Yeah, he's definitely right up there for sure. If not one of the best, he's got a great attitude, Ray, and that was evident yesterday. He was cruising around, in his 5th race start, and he's like he'd done it 28 times, that's going to take him a long way, because nothing really fazes him. He's a dream to ride, and I'm sure Chris is finding him a dream to train. So, that's his minimum trip there yesterday. I think he's only going to show us more once we get past a mile, and hopefully, whether it's this spring or next autumn, we might be able to see that and see what he can bring to the table once he gets up over that sort of a trip.
How do you work out who rides who, just out of interest? Because he had 3 in the market there, Chris. How does it work, Kieran?
Well, I was lucky enough to win on this horse in the winter, and I sort of spotted a fair bit of talent there when I sat on him one day at the trials, and he went to Randwick and won his maiden, and I was up in Brisbane when he won his next start, which I think was on a Saturday. Brenton Abdullah rode him, and then obviously he went up and had a big win in the JJ Atkins up there in Brisbane. So I was just lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time, and I've done a bit of riding for Hermitage and obviously winning on Eggcart the seasons prior. So I'm looking up to having a good run for the owners and obviously Ollie Corman. So, right place, right time sort of scenario was what got me the ride.
He's an exciting horse. Hey, Kieran, look, I know you're probably trying to get through customs there. You're on the way to Singapore. We really appreciate you taking 5 minutes to talk to us. We hope we talk to you again during the spring, because I'm sure the Autumn Sun will be winning more big races. Congratulations again, Kieran, and thanks for your time. Good luck in Singapore on Tuesday too, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We've got myself, Huey Bowman and Mark Zara on the Australian team, so hopefully we can boot home a winner and fly the flag high.
Terrific. Good on you, Kieran.
Thanks, guys.